Unfortunately, the International Committee of the Red Cross had two security incidents in the Central African Republic. And what this has done is forced us to reduce our activities in one area of the country, and we're going to consequently increase our activities elsewhere in the country. But there is an increase in the insecurity situation connected to, we could say, the election activities that are taking place there right now. And unfortunately, we're seeing some attacks against our humanitarian presence, which is, of course, something we do not think should be taking place.
Your organization says that you have temporarily scaled down your humanitarian operations, and what does this mean?
When we say we're scaling down our humanitarian activities, what it means, first of all, on the level where we have to insist on keeping the men and women who work for us safe, it means that we're confronted with a situation where we can no longer ensure the safety of the team members on the ground because of the environment that they're operating in, because of these security incidents that we've seen, and therefore we have to pull back. Now, obviously, this means that without the men and women on the ground to carry out our activities, unfortunately, the consequence is that the activities that we're doing, whether we're helping people get fresh water or we're providing a medical care, we're providing food supplies and even agricultural supplies so people can grow food for themselves, these activities have to be put on hold until the safety situation returns to normal.
As you know, just saying there's tension in the air in Central African Republic. First, the election and the conflict going on there between the rebels and government forces. Does the RCRC know who probably carried out the attack on your facilities?
Well, of course, our teams on the ground will connect with the people that they know and try to figure out who might have carried out these attacks. It's not a detail that I have, nor a detail that I could give you, but we would tap into our networks and find out what happened, with the goal of making sure that it wouldn't happen again.
Can you describe for us the type of work that your organization is doing in Central African Republic?
One of our major activities in the Central African Republic is to assist with the healthcare system that's there. We're providing medicine and equipment to several hospitals in the country. In fact, just about a week ago, when there was new violence in the town of Bambari, our teams evacuated 15 wounded people to the local hospital for care. So that's some of the kind of work that we're doing. Outside of the medical work that we're doing, we're providing people with emergency food supplies, and we are reuniting separated families, families who may have been torn apart as they're fleeing some sort of conflict or violence. Our teams are also visiting people in detention and making sure that the conditions there are as good as they can be. And one of the other activities that we're doing in the Central African Republic is to increase people's access to water, because, of course, in this part of the world, the very basic item of water is not always available.